Today in our program, joined by Jennifer Hansen, Executive Director of Boone County Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, good morning.
I would say it's a chamber day. The sun's shining and it's not windy.
It's a chamber day in Iowa.
It's a little cool here, but you know what? We got some great looking weather this weekend, a lot of holiday related things.
Holiday happenings are, it's intense. There's a lot going on. Certainly tonight, yeah. There'll be the lighted parade and tree lighting ceremony downtown Boone, plus so much stuff coming up this weekend with Santa on Story. There's a fantastic concert going on over at Grace. There's the tour of homes going on this weekend.
Hope Festival is coming.
It is a really packed weekend. And so I want to encourage everybody to check out the community calendar. So there is a Boone community calendar on the chamber website, and it is packed full with all of these events and more. So check it out. Folks can add anything to it that they want to, but that's something that we promote out, and it's really become a helpful tool this last year. It's not just for the whole county area, but even just for downtown Boone. Yeah. So check that out.
Yeah, I was going to say too, because Ogden's going to have their activities on Saturday afternoon as well, and again,
Madrid just had there on Monday, and so it's cool.
It's a busy. That's okay. We like having busy.
Well, there's a lot of fun stuff to do. Certainly, if you've got kiddos, there's great opportunities to get them out and make those memories here in really whatever is kind of suiting you. Whether it's looking for some time to have just song and to see the lights, or you're looking for some great shopping deals. There's some just neat places to check out if you've never been there before, or forever favorites.
We got a lot of a lot of our shops on Story. I mean, they're stepping up.
Santa on Story is an annual event of theirs, and it's grown every year. So I've really been proud of that whole team. So it's exciting to see those events do well. Certainly the downtown focus this last year, few years, has really paid off. And it's been really cool to see how things have evolved.
You know, and I go back to the way the chamber was structured. So we always had the retail part. They always kind of ran their show, but they ran it through the chamber. They kind of do the same thing. But you serve as a vehicle to get information out.
Yeah, ultimately, so BAMA was, just to kind of give you a little bit of a history, and it's interesting too, that so BAMA was the essentially Association of Merchants, and that was not necessarily a downtown thing, but it became downtown because it's really were the merchants, the retailers that got involved and really got a lot out of it. And so ultimately it kind of evolved into a downtown focused thing. But even then, that was certainly a network of retailers. Yes, the chamber with that team hosted some events. That's where Crazy Days came out. That's where the Holiday Open House came out of. But even what's happening now, though, is not in a comparison.
No.
So I think that certainly that's an easy one to kind of throw back to. And unfortunately, before my time, that group, that network kind of dissolved and what have you. So, but that being said, what's evolved now, or what's taking shape now, is a completely different look at our downtown from an economic development point of view. Certainly the historic preservation is a big piece of that too, from the Main Street side, but also even with the Shops on Story, that's a different, certainly there's a lot of that networking, a lot of just that getting to know what's the best, credit card processing, opportunity. So, I mean, there's a lot, certainly
a lot of different things,
a lot of different things to talk about within that network, a lot of great events that have come out of it. But I'm just excited in this role that the chamber gets to be an organization that gives it a lot of the tools out of our toolbox. Certainly we have a lot of our members that are inside of those groups, and so we want to support those guys especially. But ultimately being able to help communicate, really push out their message, just give them the opportunities to promote themselves and to build on those events. Again, ultimately just to connect to the community and show off what they have to offer, and allow the community to really have a spot to come down to There's a lot of great work going on at the Livery Building right now. Holy smokes. So, I mean, like, so even just coming down and just enjoying your weekend around town, just walking around the old, I say the old market, yeah, just because that's my background from Omaha. But ultimately, that historic downtown district is just a fun way to enjoy your community.
I know you get to look at a lot of different, how it's setting up, how it's going. They do work together very well, these shops. Mm-hmm. And they do work together very well.
Ultimately, I think it's what's helpful in these spaces is just to focus on the result, right? Yeah. Or focus on what the goal is. And so certainly, you know, there's anytime you get a room full of leaders in a room, they're going to have disagreements, and sure, there's going to be. But ultimately, if you're just focused on the goal of not only just the group, but of your own shop and how, mm-hmm, you want to serve the community and how you want to show up for the community, when you can find like-minded people, ultimately is what we're looking for. To from my perspective, from the chamber's perspective, I want people to be able to show up well. I want to give them the opportunity to do so. I want them to be able to serve the community well, and I want to promote the heck out of what they're out of those pieces. And so, if that looks like a Shops on Story event, if that looks like the work that the Main Street team is doing, if that just looks like something that an individual store is doing, that's my role, is to really promote the fun stuff and just show people the opportunities that we have to build up this community.
So, we got it going, so let's talk a little bit about one of the things you've been doing, and that's our Coffee Connections. That's for chamber members, and don't forget, employees, you are chamber members if your business is a member of the chamber. Mm-hmm. But that's been going on this year, and you've had it's been, I think, a really good year.
Well, that's great. Thank you. I appreciate that. The civic engagement piece of that was really important to me. Showing our members and bringing people and companies and projects and initiatives that are really doing amazing work in our region, let alone in our city and in our cities, our communities, but even just in that overall region, our central Iowa region. So this last week we had Iowa Workforce Development, and they have a particular program that's designed to help veterans in that last bit of active service transition to the workforce. And this program called SkillBridge allows them to stay on their active duty pay, mm-hmm, and essentially intern at instead of a role that they are interested in and that they feel like they would fit into, with an organization that would be that also feels the same, that they, mm-hmm, would be a good fit for that role going forward. But this allows them to have at least a 6 month or less time to really spend some time with that person and really helping them to transition to the workforce and into that organization without having the financial,
sure,
the pay, the financial burden of that is paid for essentially by the defense budget. So okay, that's a great program for those who are looking to attract more veterans, who are looking for team members in different scenarios, and to talk with Robert Hagee to identify maybe some of those roles that you have and to be a match to some the veterans that are looking for roles coming from across the county, across the country. Our next one is January 7th.
Okay.
So that'll be a state of the county. And so we'll have all three county supervisors with us, including our new one, Scott Longhorn, to join, mm-hmm, us and talk more about their goals for 2025.
So, again, that's coming up already for next year.
Next year, the first one of the year. So that'll be January 7th. That's a Tuesday at 11 o'clock over at Cobblestone Inn and Suites. So we welcome all of our members and their teams to come out and really be a part of that conversation, certainly getting your questions answered, but also then getting to know each other in the room and new contacts.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I think a lot of the things that have come up, like this one, last one, on the skills, it's one of those things where they know workforce development's out there, but this is something that I might fit for my business, or I know somebody whose business might help out.
Absolutely. And it's been really great this last year to get to know the veteran workforce arena and how our veterans are transitioning or the struggles that they're having in transitioning from the military to the workforce. Certainly, I know that companies across everyone that I've talked to are excited to have veterans on their teams. They know the work ethic that they embody, and so they want those folks on their team. And so finding these opportunities to make it easier for everybody, and because certainly people are people, and so you want to make sure that this person's going to be a good fit for the long term. And this gives you that opportunity to get to know each other, for them to get to know the company and company get to know them, and really help them in this, again, this transition space.
So. One of those things, you know, when you first started, and I remember we first started talking about workforce related things, and there were there's a lot of vehicles there. It's a matter of which one am I going to? And then once you guys started bringing them together, you go, there's a lot that work together.
Well, and that, it blows me away. Every time I talk to folks with Workforce Iowa, it blows me away the quantity and quality of the product, of the initiatives and programs that they have under their belt. So, you know, depending on where you're at, what age and stage you're in, how you're connecting with the workforce, if you're looking to level up, if you have a struggle or disability that you're working through, if you're considered, or if you would be of, I'll say, later age and maybe even retirement age, but you're looking to still serve in your community in a capacity, there are so many different programs that help individuals connect with employers that need you and are looking specifically for your skill sets.
Well, we got that one. Of course, that's been something you kind of had been focusing on for a little since you really started. It was just one of those issues that was out there.
Workforce development, I think, is a missing. It's not a missing link. Certainly, there's a lot of different organizations and people that are focused on building up our workforce. So certainly, I'm not walking into any, space as not. But ultimately, from the chamber's perspective, one of the great tools we have is this way to connect small, medium, larger businesses with these initiatives and helping them understand, giving them that kind of library of sorts to really be able to, at their leisure, dig into it when they need to. And so whether you've got, and this is a great way, again, to talk about the fact that my contacts might be with a business owner or a CEO or a marketing director, but ultimately projects and programs like this are really speaking to your HR directors. And so if there's somebody within your team that focuses on hiring and making sure that they are aware of all of the programs, or at least aware of the chamber's role in that. And so when they do need something, or when they are looking at, just curious about it, please have them reach out to me. And so we can certainly dig down into a little bit of what they need, and I can connect them to the right people.
Because one of the things I always, when I look at it, the Iowa Business Council, when they do their quarterly dashboard thing, and they always talk about finding employees. They're talking about quality employees and that meet their needs. And this is a great vehicle to help them get there.
Well, and ultimately, too, that allows us to have that conversation with those directors and with those CEOs and leaders and what have you, to find out what they're still looking for. So maybe there's certainly opportunities that haven't been met yet. And so where are ways that DMAC and others like Workforce Development can help. So if they're finding that skill that's still not being really they've got a need that's really not being met, DMAC and others can step in and offer those type of programming and options that can connect with employers that are employees and potential employees that want those roles and who want those skills. And again, employers can then point folks to those programs to help build them up.
All right, let's shift a little bit and go to, as we hit 2025, What are we looking at? I know you've got your board's in. You've got some new people.
We're working on that board transition time right now. We'll induct a new board in the next month.
Okay.
So I'll be able to share more about that next time. But 2025 is on. It's so funny. It's just a year of scaling up. So the fact that I walked in that space. And at March of 23, I was by myself. Now we've got a lot of great people on the team, and we're really able to really focus and build. So certainly Stephanie Batinger is still there. She's now been there almost a year and a half or so now, mm-hmm. and focusing on our communication, focusing on our member services. Erica Petty is a new employee. I just announced her the other, I think maybe yeah. I even mentioned her this last month, but ultimately she's now essentially full-time helping both the chamber and the Main Street team with office operations, honestly, sure. and bookkeeping and what have you. Certainly having Holly there to really focus in on downtown and getting that Main Street program up and running just has been a breath of fresh air. We've got the office has been painted. Jimmy, you haven't been at the office lately. We need to have you in. Right after Puffer last year, we had the office painted, and I bought a different conference table.
So, there was furniture going in and out. Yeah.
So anyway, it's just been a really refreshing time to come in and enjoy the. So the chamber office is, we're always busy. We're always got things going on, but ultimately now it's. I was able to reflect the other day on how this next year is going to be a year of scaling up our operations and really being able to focus in and the chamber being able to really press into where we're needed to workforce development, to leadership development mm-hmm. is something that's coming up. So we'll be able to announce some more things coming
it's
up.
It's been a couple of years since fall. We've had a leadership
yep.
thing.
Yep. Yeah. So I'm very, in fact, I'm happy to, I'll make the announcement. So our Boone County LEAD series, the leadership, LEAD stands for Leadership, Education, Advocacy, and Development, is presented by AgCertain. So we are just, AgCertain is stepping up and really helping us with that program and allowing us to serve a phenomenal series of both civic engagement, but also we talk about this skill development. So softer skills that are going to be matched in with civic engagement pieces. So we'll have something that kicks off. It'll be in the fall. It'll start in the fall next year, and it will go through the school season. But we're going to talk more about that actually in January when mm-hmm. we have a graduation party. So the class of 2020 never got a graduation party because of COVID. And yeah. so we want to honor those individuals and really celebrate that team. And so we'll have more information out about that for those who were involved. But also it'll be a business after hours event too. Mm-hmm. It'll be able to kick off what that series looks like and share more about the curriculum.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And you look at the curriculum and how we've gotten it written out at least so far. And I personally want to be there for every single one of them because there's going to be so much that I learn. So whether you've been a part of leadership development groups before, whether you've done different programs or done different, maybe you even did the one through the chamber years ago, this is going to be a twist on it. Certainly, again, there's going to be the civic engagement piece. You're going to get to know the different areas of our community, different areas of our counties for serving the county that way. But ultimately, too, within each of those series, it's going to be a concerted effort to provide the graduates, the students, with soft skills that they are going to be able to turn back and use within their own work teams and in the community.
I was going to say, if you got a business that's been successful doing something, they're willing to teach you how they applied it. There you go.
Yeah.
You don't have to reinvent
I'm
the wheel.
Very, very, very excited about that. So ultimately, that allowing the people in our the chamber office to do what they do well allows me to really have that capacity to do this.
That'll be good. I look forward to hearing more as we get there.
Yeah.
Got to get to 2025. Other things highlighting there that you're looking at already?
So, just the holiday season, too. The KWBG has been a fantastic sponsor on our bingo card. So please make sure you grab your bingo card at all the participating stores, as well as here at KWBG and at the Chamber. In fact, Casey's has cards, and the hotel has, Cobblestone has cards. And so we're getting those out and about. And so great prizes and giveaways available for anyone who gets a bingo. And then if you get a blackout, you're in the running for a $100 gift check from the Chamber. So good at any of our retailers, partnering retailers.
Speaking of which, because holiday gift giving, if you're looking for something pretty easy.
Yeah.
Chamber Bucks?
At Chamber Bucks are you can use those at any of our member stores. They're certainly great, of course, at your grocery stores like Hy-Vee and Fairway. They're great at the at any time you're going out to eat with your family or buy gifts, or maybe you just need something done with your car over at Heartland. So ultimately, they're a great overall gift to stuff your stockings with.
Very easy. And again, now that we have Emily, is it?
Erica
Petty. Mm-hmm. Since Erica's there, you can come in. Come in. It's got to help. Again, like you said, Main Street has taken their steps to come forward because I know a lot of people kept putting the questions on you, and that's kind of Main Street, and you could act as a vehicle for it. But having Holly and being ready to
now
start moving forward,
those calls.
You could say, yeah, this is Holly. She'll take it for you.
Absolutely.
But obviously, you get to bounce ideas off each other, too.
And that's been really exciting because it's something that I have a passion. I mean, I told Holly, you know, certainly professionally speaking from the Chamber's perspective, we want to make sure we're supporting the team and that we're giving them all the tools in the toolbox to build up and do. But ultimately, just from my personal background, as I said, my father had an office in the Old Market in Omaha. I grew up walking around that historic district, and just it's a beautiful space to just enjoy your day if you're traveling to Omaha.
Yeah.
But anyway, and so I came to when I came to Boone, I really wanted to see more be done downtown, and so ultimately to be in a role where I can, for me to be able to help where I can help and learn where the work that Main Street's been doing for decades has been really, really just really helpful to me to turn over to my members, whether they're in the district or not, and be able to help the work that they're doing in Vitality.
So as you look back at this year, good year?
It's been a phenomenal year, and it's been a year of lots of lessons. Certainly, growth doesn't come without its challenges and its struggles. But I've really been blessed this last 2 years with a phenomenal board, professionals from across the community, from across the county, that have really been in lots of different ages and stages and in industries that they represent, and being able to help me as a leader has been really cool.
Looking forward to 2025.
I am.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.